2009 has been the year of Taylor Swift, Beyoncé, and big hits from the likes of T-Pain, Lady Gaga, and the Black Eyed Peas. But if you're looking for music gift ideas beyond the blockbusters, Weekend Edition music director Ned Wharton is back with his annual guide to hidden gems for fans of jazz, world music, classical, and indie rock.
Chain, chain, you waited all day for the delivery, son.
A few years ago, guest host Brian Naylor spoke to members of the group Halloween Alaska here on Weekend Edition. Guitarist and singer James Deers said there's no such place, but he remembers spending a couple of summers in Alaska as a kid. As a Midwesterner, he said it was his first chance, quote, to interface with the ocean and very remote places, unquote, and that it ultimately may have influenced his music. On the group's new CD, Champagne Downtown, the otherworldly grooves can still be heard in tracks like this one, called In Order.
Trade your brightest diamond for the nearest chandelier.
Another indie rock suggestion comes from our intern, Sarah Molnar, who turned me on to this music from The Postmarks. The Postmarks inhabit a world of spaghetti westerns, theremins, sweeping strings, and retro electronics, all propelled by the ethereal vocals of a female lead singer whose unusual first name is Tim. Born in Tel Aviv, Tim Yeheskeli ended up in South Florida, where the Postmarks came together, and word has it she holed up in a neighbor's treehouse for days writing the lyrics. The new CD, Memoirs at the End of the World, is beautifully packaged, looking like a well-worn vinyl sleeve from 1965. Now here's something from the country side of things.
Hand in hand, better angels are holding warning signs.
Singer Jay Farrar and his band Sun Volt perform a darker kind of country music for a new generation. The typical fodder of pickup trucks, beer, and loose women has been replaced with songs about cocaine, maritime tragedies, gas prices, and Keith Richards. And the sound runs from roots folk to gritty rock. Tis the season for parties, and with a new decade just weeks away, here's some high-energy rock and soul to get you grooving well into 2010. The sound might be retro, recalling James Brown and Howlin' Wolf, but the group is new to the scene. This is Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears.
I said it, gunpowder, baby. Yeah, you know I like it.
They're from Austin, Texas, and Black Joe was in the right place at the right time when he made a splash there for his debut at the South by Southwest Festival in 2007. He played there again this year and set the crowds on fire with songs from his new album, Tell 'Em What Your Name Is.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The 52nd annual Grammy Awards nominees were named just this past week, and singer Umu Sangare's Seiya was nominated for Best Contemporary World Music Album. She's one of the most respected artists from Africa, speaking out for women's rights and showcasing the culture of her native Wasulu region in the southern forests of Mali. That said, her latest CD has a perfectly modern sound. Here's a sample.
kedu iki de soro furula ko furu mana kedu bonya de soro furula ko furu mana kedu karama de soro furula ni misato
Another Grammy nominee is in the classical crossover category. And for you jazz fans, here's a quick Name That Tune. Yep, that's Dave Brubeck's Take Five, played by the Quartet San Francisco. It's certainly the most recognizable of the tunes on QSF Plays Brubeck, but surprisingly not the standout track, at least not for me. Blue Rondo a la Turk was the track that really caught my ear, especially for the wonderful string arrangement. The recording is also superb, and sure enough, this disc is nominated in another Grammy category for Best Engineered Classical Album. Also in the jazz realm, public radio listeners might recognize the work of this bass player and composer from a certain theme song.
Loves him so much. From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
The On the Media theme was written years ago by host Brooke Gladstone's friend Ben Allison. He was writing what he called chamber jazz at the time, but lately he's been moving in a new direction. For his latest CD, Think Free, he says, "I wanted a band that rocked." And in a groovy way, Think Free does just that. For the classical music fan on your holiday list, here's a digital download offered by Deutsche Grammophon. Three years ago, the label launched its DG Concert series of performance recordings. This year, they captured the explosive American debut of Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel as he took the reins as music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. If you haven't yet caught the buzz of Dudamania, this electrifying 28-year-old has been called the next Leonard Bernstein. This is from the inaugural concert at Disney Hall in October, Mahler's Symphony No. 1. Ah, nothing like a fire in the fireplace for the holidays. But if you don't want to singe Santa, how about a DVD of the Yule Log? The New York TV station WPIX started a tradition of broadcasting the static shot of a crackling fire way back in 1966. Today there are several virtual fireplace DVDs. Here's a new one from Capitol Records called Christmas Classics by the Fire. For audio, you can choose the crackling fire alone, or toast your palms next to the screen to the sound of holiday chestnuts by the likes of Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, and Dean Martin.
You can gaze into the flames and see a clip from the Christmas Classics by the Fire DVD and hear full cuts from Ned Wharton's music gift guide at our website, nprmusic.org.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.